Shalom, Rebbe.
This year we are learning Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Hilchos Shabbos, and we left off in the middle of Amira Lenachri, Eim Afligim Misfina. So the Gemara has that either 2 days before Shabbos or 3 days before Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon says it only applies Thursday and Friday, and Shulchan Aruch says it applies Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're not permitted to go on a business trip by boat. If you go to Dvar Mitzvah, it's permissible. You go to move to Eretz Yisrael, or you go to visit Eretz Yisrael. The Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achronim. If you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, that also considered a mitzvah. We spoke about it last week. So if you're going for a mitzvah, then you're permitted to go even 2-3 days before Shabbat. If you're going for business, it's not proper. But to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that is permissible. What is the reason for the Isser? So there were different interpretations. So some Rishonim learned because the boat is going to be, it's a rowboat. It's not a big steamship. It's a little rowboat, and the floor of the boat is going to be within 10 tefachim to the floor of the river. So then you're in violation of the din of going chutz l'tchum. But if the boat, a normal boat, that the floor of the boat is l'mayla me'asar tefachim from the floor of the river, so that's an ebayah d'leipshita in Erevin. Whether there's a din of tchum or the mala me'asora, and we're mekel since the whole din of tchum is only made the rabbanon, so we're mekel. The machaber is machmer that tchum and yud beis mil is the raisa, so you have an ebayv leiv shita. Whether you're allowed to go, unless you're going to go by plane, very far away. So that, according to the machaber, since you're going to go more than yud beis mil, so we're machmer on the shaila about tchum and the mala me'asora tfoch. But the Ramah is mekel even on that. The Ramah quotes the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Ashkenazim, that we don't follow that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the end of the first Perek and Erevin, quoted by the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim, that Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So the Ashkenazim, Chachmei Ashkenaz hold that even Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, when you have an Ibai the Leib Shita, whether the prohibition of Tchum and Amat Me'asara, where the Tumen applies even to Mali Masara, so it's in the Bible of Sheet, and so we call the Kulam. So the one shot in the Gemara, and I'm like, Eimach Ligim, the Sfina, the issue is, you're going to go Chutz L'Tchum. So it's a very rare case. He's going in a rowboat, that the floor of the boat was thin. The other shot was, the person is going to get seasick. So the first couple of days, if he goes for 3 days before Shabbat, will already throw up all the risk to throw up. Then after 3 days, he'll get used to it. So somehow the Goyim assume, on this Gemara, whenever the reason for this prohibition doesn't apply, then the whole prohibition doesn't apply. They never made it as a Dovish of Minyan. Dovish of Minyan, Tzach, Minyanach, and Atur. Whenever the Chachamim made a Gzera Asring something for a certain reason, even if you live in a generation that the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera the Rabbanah still applies, unless it doesn't will be Matarit. And over here, somehow the Goyim assume that this was never a Dovish of Minyan. So in our generation, that people go by boat and they take Dramamin, Or they go in the boat and they're not seasick. The boat is so comfortable, it's like sitting in your own home. So if you're not going to get seasick, so the whole din doesn't apply. And then the third explanation, that's what we spoke about. The third explanation was the Balamor. So the Balamor says that there's a Gemara in Gittin that the Chacham made a takana the Rabbanon. When you write a get, you have to write this man what the date is. Gemara has a whole discussion about what motivated the Chachamim to require Zman in a get. The simple reading of the Gemara is that Minatora, you don't have to write the date on the get. You can give a get without Zman. But with the Rabbanon, you have to write a get. A get shameless man is possible with the Rabbanon. So what if they wrote the date, but they didn't write precisely? They just wrote during the month of Kislev, Shnas Tov, Shin Pei Aleph. But they didn't say what date in Kislev. So the Gemara said it's also good. What if he didn't say what day of the week? He just wrote the week of Parshas Toldos. So but the Evidah would also be good. Or what if you wrote, you didn't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You just wrote this get is written Leboso Shabbat. Or you wrote the get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You wrote Mikami Shabbat. So the Gemara says in Gittin, that's in Loshem Bnei Adam. The Boso Shabbat refers to the 3 days following Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Kami Shabbat refers to the 3 days prior to Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the Balamor learns Pshat and this Gimor Eim Afliga Misfina Gimel Yamim Samach Lishabbos. It doesn't learn like the Vilna Gaon that it only goes on Thursday and Friday. It goes on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's based on that idea, Mikam Shabbata Basa Shabbata. And he thinks that that Gemara in Gittin about the, if you write any get that was written Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's Basa Shabbata. If you write a get on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's Mikam Shabbata. It's not only, it's not merely Loshem Eliyodin. Alpidin, it's like that. V'araya, that you can recite Havdalah till Tuesday night. So it means that that's Basa Shabbata, that's considered after Shabbos. And Mikam Shabbat also has halachic ramification. This then, 3 days before Shabbos, you already have to start being concerned, being worried, to make sure that you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. So when people go on a boat trip, a long boat trip, there may be a complication on the boat. And the sailors may need the assistance of the passengers on the boat to help out if something goes wrong. So you're not allowed to go on a boat trip Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because it may have to be a nirik and masna lechalelas on Shabbos. He's machnis atzma lematzav shalsa. He may be machnis himself into a situation of sakonis nefoshes, and if there'll be a sakona, everyone will have to help out. All the people on the boat will have to help out on Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to go. So why is it mutter b'maka mitzvah? If there's such a din, you're not allowed to put yourself. If you fall into a situation of sakonis nefashis, so pikuach nefesh is derecha Shabbos, derecha kol haTorah kula. But to put yourself in a situation of sakonis nefashis, that you're not allowed to do. So why should it be mutter b'maka mitzvah? So Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuvas, obviously, he thinks, not so mucho, but he thinks, obvious from the Balamor, that the whole prohibition is only midrabbanim. And haTorah, it's really mutter to put yourself in a situation of sakonis nefashis, even though you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos to save your life. It's only a Chumra Midi Rabbanan that you're not allowed to. So B'maka Mitzvah L'Gozer B'Rabbanan. It's not really necessarily so Mukhrach to learn like Rab Moshe that the whole Isser is only Midi Rabbanan. One could learn that really it's an Isser Deraisa. And still B'maka Mitzvah is Mutta. See, a lot of times in Yerideya, those who remember Yerideya, today you have a lot of times the Ramo is machmer on something, but he says if it's Erev Shabbos, and if you'll be machmer, you won't have what to eat on Shabbos, so you invited all the guests, and you won't have anything to feed the guests, or b'makom hefsed merubah, you make what the din changes if you have guests, the din changes if you have a hefsed merubah, whatever the din is, it should be the din. So why are you makel when there's a hefsed merubah b'makom mitzvah? So the Ramo himself explains in the Hagdama to his Sefer Torah Schatos. All the Ramo's comments and Yerideya are all explained in the Ramo's own Sefer Torah Schatos. So the Ramo Nehakdomet Torah Schatos explains, sometimes you have a machlekes harishonim, and we really pask in la'alocha that something is mutter. In a certain case, it's mutter. But because there's a Rashi holds that it's also because there's a Rambam, there's a Rashbo, that a respect for the Rashbo, a respect for the Rashi, we're going to be machmer. In Hilchas Treifas, the din really is that it's kosher. But there's another chelik in Yerideya. The chelik Gimel Yerideya has the dinim of Kovet Talmid HaChachamim. So after being Mechabed Talmid HaChachamim, after being Mechabed Rashi, after being Mechabed Rabbi Natam, after being Mechabed Rambam. So even if it's a minority opinion that we really don't accept La Halacha, but out of respect for the Rabbi Natam, so the practice is that you're Machmer. But if this mitzvah in Hilchas Kashrus is Mutter, we really pass the mutter, but Hilchas Kavod Talmid HaChachamim, we don't want to violate his sheet. That's how a lot of times Tosfos quotes the Bahag, and they say they don't really think the Bahag is right, but the Bahag lived, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos was written during the period of the Gaonim, so out of respect for the Bahag, we follow what he says. Bahag says that a woman can't read the Megillah to be motzi a man. Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. The Bahag had the Chiddush that if one missed one day in Sefiras HaOmer, He blew it, and he can't continue to count with a bracha. He can't say a bracha because it's not really yotzim. So Tosfos doesn't agree with the Bahag, but out of respect for the Bahag, said the Machmer. So that's what this Ramo writes in the Hagdama to the Torah Schatos. A lot of times he writes a chumra, but if it's a makom mitzvah, makom hefsed merubah, or you have orchim, or quote Shabbos or something, so that mitzvah, quote Shabbos, hefsed merubah, outweighs the mitzvah of being mechabed the Rabbeinu Tama, being mechabed the Rashba. Because we don't be in Ilchus Kashas be paskan is really mutter. So there's a limit how far you mechuyif to be mechabed Talmid Chacham to have a hefsid merubah. You're not mechuyif. That's a whole discussion. What's the definition of a hefsid merubah? So the so it could well be. It could well be that that's Rav Moshe understood this Balamar, that Eimafligim is Svina 3 days before Shabbos is a Chumer Midrabanan. You're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you machnis yourself into a Sofek Sakana. But if it's Makam Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Why? Because the whole thing is only a Chumer Midrabanan. Mikra, then it's really Mutter. So, but Makam Mitzvah like Gozru. That's how he understood it. But one can understand it differently. One can really understand that it's a nisa deraisa, emafligim esvina. Pikoch nefesh is decha Shabbos, is if you fell into a situation, it's dechuya. It's not hutra, it's not hetagom, it's dechuya. That's a big machloikas in the Rishonim. But the pikoch, the rush at the end of Yuma quotes this machloikas, and it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Nilcha Shabbos. Is pikoch nefesh decha Shabbos, or do you say, mokam pikoch nefesh, the mitzvah of Shabbos doesn't apply at all. The mitzvah is hutra. So it could well be that the Balamar holds the pikoch nefesh on Shabbos. Shabbos is the chuya. And the difference between the chuya and hutra is it heta gomer? Is mutter? It's mutter to walk into the situation like that? Or no? If there's a tzorach to save someone's life, then the tzorach of pikoch nefesh is decha Shabbos. But you should avoid the whole thing in the first place. If there's no tzorach, so don't put yourself into such a situation. So it could be the Olam, the Balamar holds, that pikoch nefesh on Shabbos is duchuya, and it's a nisa deraisa, that you're not allowed to be machnes atzmacha. But makam mitzvah's mutter is a different reason. The Ramban has such a lashon. There's a machloikis, the Ramban and the Balamar in a different place, also Masech Shabbos. What's the din in the days of the Gemara when they would perform a bris milah on a little baby? So they considered it a suffix sakana to perform a bris milah without bathing the baby with warm water before and after the bris, because to prevent infection. The Mechaber writes that Bizman Hazeh, the Mechaber lived in Tzfat in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. He says Bizman Hazeh, the hygienic conditions are so much better than they were in the days of the Gemara in Tzfat in the 1500s. So much better than it was in the days of the Gemara. So today we don't have that practice. We don't bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris. Today we don't do it either. We have antiseptics. In the days of Rabbi Yezekiah, they didn't have antiseptics. But he says there's no longer a suffix sakan. But in the days of the Gemara, days of the Rishonim, they assume that if you don't bathe the baby before and after the bris with warm water, it'll be a suffix sakan. So what's the din? I bathe the baby with warm water. I'm about to perform the bris milah on Shabbos, and I have warm water prepared to bathe the baby after the bris, when there's going to be an open wound, and you want to prevent infection. And then the warm water that's prepared for after the bris is ishtapech chamime. All the hot water gets spilled out. Are you permitted to perform the bris milah or not? But the Balamor says, no, you're not allowed to be machnes atzma l'sakana. Balamar learns Pshat and the Gemara in Erevin, you're not allowed to perform the bris milah. And the Ramban says, no, that's not called machnes atzma l'sakana. And he coins an expression, hein l'mitzvah ela mekayma v'shaita. That's a play on words from there's a Mishnah in Erevin that has a totally different din. Hein l'hegdash ela mekayma v'shaita means a totally different din. So the Ramban uses that expression for the Mishnah, and he applies it over, he paraphrases it. Right now, I'm prepared to be mal the baby. It's Shabbos, and I prepared the baby. I bathed the baby with warm water. And right now, I want to do the mitzvah. So he says, I'm doing a mitzvah now. You don't tell me I'm putting myself into a suffix sakana. I'm doing a mitzvah now. That's all I'm interested in. After I'll do the bris milah, there'll be an open wound, and I'll have to bathe the baby with warm water. And I don't have any warm water because it's spilled, so I'll have to cook. And I don't have a nochri who's going to cook this. I have to be mechalal Shabbos myself to cook the water. So I fell. So I do the mitzvah now. That's not called machnes atzmo the sakana. And then later on, I come to a suffix sakana, so I'll be permitted to cook the warm water. So the olam, you can say that that's what the balamor holds. Maybe going on a cruise or going on a business trip 3 days before Shabbos is considered machtan satzma lematzav shel sakana. Maybe it's really nisa deraisa. You don't have to say like Rav Moshe understood. It's only nisa derabban, so that's why b'makam mitzvah hikilu. No, the other you can say it's nisa deraisa, but b'makam mitzvah hikilu because ain't a mitzvah l'makayim v'shaita. He's going to do a mitzvah, and later on when Shabbos will come and something will go wrong on the boat, and the sailors will request from all the passengers that they should help out, and there'll be a little chilul Shabbos involved. So that'll be you fell into this suffix sakana. But you know, when you start the trip, Lidvar Mitzvah, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's not considered Machnas Atzma, because not Mechuyev to worry about what's going to be. Ain't L'mitzvah L'mekam M'mishayt, he's doing a mitzvah right now. That's a question. Whether can you really prove from the Balamor the fact that B'makam Mitzvah, the Gemara says it's Mutter, only if you're going for pleasure, it's an Iser. So can you really prove from that Balamor that he holds that it's an Iser the Rabbanon? We have something similar, but not exactly the same. We have a din. If treifus falls in, a little chazer shmalt falls into a pot of vegetable soup, and you have shishim, so the din is that it's bottle b'shishim. If you can't taste, it's so insignificant. You have shishim, units of heter against the one unit of iser. So it's bottle b'shishim because it's not nice and tough. There's none in the stuff. Sometimes it'll be such a powerful flavor, it's avida l'taima, so it'll be nice and tam, even if you have shishim, but then it'll be asa. But usually, a normal isa falls into a kadera, and you have shishim against it. So we assume it's probably not going to be nice and tam. But l'chatchila, to pour in chazer shmaltz, you want to give your wife a heart attack, so you start pouring a little chazer shmaltz into the pot with the vegetable soup. So she's going to scream, what are you pouring in, treifus? So I'm saying, no, I'm careful, I'm pouring in just 2 drops, and I know I'm going to have shishim against it. So that's a din. Aim about the nisa l'chatchila. So there's a machlekes in Yeridei, whether that's a din d'araisa or din d'rabban. So the Shach quotes, the Ravid is of Yepin, all of Bishanim quote. The Ravid wrote a lot about Anchulin, and nisa l'chatchila. So the Ravid is of the opinion that aim about the nisa l'chatchila is a nisa d'araisa, and we don't accept the Ravid's opinion. We assume aim about them is only the Rabbanan, and therefore there are certain kulas, because it's only the Rabbanan, so there's a little bit room to be makel on rare occasions. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from Rishonim and Achrayim, that the Rabbi Yehuda has this, and I think the Pischei Tshuva quotes it from the Chassam Sefer, B'shem Rav Nassim Adla, not from the Rabbi Yehuda. The Chassam Sefer quotes from Nassim Adla said this, and before Nassim Adla, and the Berak Abayis writes this, that when do we assume that Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chatchila Zomei L'Nisa D'Rabbanan, that's by lach balach. When you pour a few drops of chazer shmaltz into a big pot of vegetable soup, so you know you have shishim against it, and it's not, you won't be able to taste it. What if you make a tarubas of yavish b'yavish? Let's say kosher salamis are much more expensive than treifa salamis. So I'll buy 2 kosher salamis and 1 treifa salami. I'll save money. Then I'll take off all the wrappers. They look exactly the same size, the same weight, everything the same. Just that the 2 of them are kosher, 1 is treif. So I'll mix them up and I'll walk out of the room a little bit, and when I come back in, I won't recognize which is the kosher, which is the treif, and there's no way to tell. So I'll say, that's a tarubas of yavish b'yavish. It's a chad betray, it's bottle. You don't need shishim over there. The only time you need shishim is if it was all cooked together. So then it's going to be nice and tam. So tam kiyik. But if it's not cooked together, tarubas of yavish b'yavish, so the din is that it's bottle b'raif chad betray. So the Rav Nassim Adler, quoted by the Chassam Sefer, as well as the Ra'o before him, the Ra'o was a Talmud of the Ramban, so the Ra'o and the Berak Abayis, after the comments on the Sefer Torah Abayis by the Rashba, so they hold that Tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, the din of Eim Emat and Nisa L'chatchil is an Isa Derais. How do you explain that? So the Pashtus is based on the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Choris, I think it's Dab Chot Gimel or so. So the Gemara Mecheres has a strange discussion. When you have treifus, is bottle lach balach, a few drops of chazer shmatz fall into a gigantic container of vegetable soup, kosher soup. so it's batul. So do you say bitul beroy by lach belach? Do you say it's keman delesei dami? I consider it as if the drops of treifas are not here. Or do you say no? Despite the fact that it's keman deisei dami, the Torah says that it's mutar. It's a philosophical hakir. Is it keman deisei dami and it's still mutar? Agzeres hakosu that it's mutar. Ach rab lahata somehow bitul beroy is included. Bitul b'shishim is included in that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Ach rab lahatas. The real Pshat Achram Lahatas goes, if there's a split vote in the Bezna, a Bezna of 3, and Didi Mamunas of Bezna, a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23, Didi Nefoshes, and they have a split vote, 13 say Chai Misa and 10 say Potter, so Achram Lahatas, you follow the Rav. So somehow included in the Pasuk Achram Lahatas is that there's a Din of Bitul B'Rav. So the Gemara has this Chakira, sort of, what's the nature of that Din of Bitul B'Rav? Do you say, I consider it as if it's not here because it's a lach balach and it's blila, yesh blila, and it's commander leisei dami. Or do you say no? Despite the fact that commander yesei dami, it's still mutter. What's an afkamina? Mora has an afkamina for chayzavinir. So how do we pass kantaka on that shayla? Whether is it chayzavinir, is it not chayzavinir? Do you say command isi, command the lazy dummy? So there's a problem with the Rambam. If you look in the Piske Haram, the Gemara has certain dinim atoli zebezeh, and b'chor is dav chav gimel. Gemara says certain issues should be toli zebezeh. When you look in the Rambam, the case of Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis, has hasogas on the Rambam. He raised the kasha, the Rambam paskins against the Gemara. So the Mari Kurkis answers, the Rambam understood once you get to the maskanas al-sugye, the Gemara itself splits between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. That by Yavish B'Yavish, at Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, there's no Belila. That's the difference. Lach B'Lach means Yesh Belila. Everything is Masarev together. Yavish B'Yavish are 3 salamis, and you don't have any wrappers. You can't identify which is the kosher, which is the treif. So if it's Yavish B'Yavish, then we say Kamanda Yisei Dami. And if it's Lach B'Lach, then you say Kamanda Leisei Dami. And this is in Hilchas Pesach, you have like that. That by Tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, we say Chayzavinir, and Tarubas of Lach B'Lach, we say Eino Chayzavinir. Because this is Command Isi Dami, this is Command Alesi Dami. If you look there in the Gemara M'Chorus, on the Avchav Gimel, on the back of the Vilna Shas, they have comments from Reb Shlomo LeVilna. Shlomo LeVilna, with his older brother, Reb Tzal Vilna, with 2 of the Dayanim, in Vilna in the late 1800s when they were printing the Vilna Shas. So he was the Skana Rabbana for a long time, Shlomo LeVilna, outlived the brother. So he, in the back of the Vilna Shas, Amcharez Dav Chagimel, he quotes this discussion from the Kesa Mishnah, from the Mari Kurkis, and the answer that he gives, that the Rambam distinguishes. So it could be that this klal about the difference between a hetik command isi dami, command alesi dami, will be relevant for our case as well. He said, is it mutter lachatchila to put yourself in a situation of a suffix sakana on Shabbos, that the din is pikuach nefesh is decha Shabbos? So a fellow's going to be machal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. What kind of a heter is that? Would you say that's like a tarubas, a bitl of lach balach, that it's command alesi dami, is like, but that's like a bitl of yavish be. That's like bitl of yavish be yavish. The treif of salami is here. It didn't disappear. It's amid bifnei atzmo. If I'll have to be mechalal Shabbos in order, because the boat, there's some kind of a sakana on the boat, and the sailors will request of all the passengers they should help out. So the pashta says he'll be outright. All the Jewish passengers will be outright mechalal Shabbos. So this heter pikach nefesh, the chesabbos. This is like, you want to know what the nature of the heter? That's like command isi dami. It's outright being mechalal Shabbos. It could be whenever it's command isi dami, then it's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to put yourself into such a situation. That's aim about leitza isi lachatchila. That's a din deraisa. If you have a aim about an isi lachatchila by lach balach, since the nature of the kula there is command leisei dami, it's considered as if it's not there, as if it doesn't exist. So there, the whole Issa Lachatchila Eim Avatan is only Midrabban. We don't accept that Raivin. The whole Zer Eim Avatan Issa Lachatchila is their Issa. We hold that it's only the Rabban. So it could well be, that's what I'm saying, Reb Moshe Feinstein and his Chubis assumes that the Balamor holds Machnas Hatzma, if a person puts himself into a situation where he may have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Sakana, he assumes that according to the Balamor, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. If it would have been an Issa Deraisa, how could you be Mechal B'makam Mitzvah? So it could be that that's not so. It could be the Balamor will agree, Machnas Atzel Matzav Shel Sakana is an Issa Deraisa. How come you Mechal B'makam Mitzvah? Not B'makam Mitzvah L'Goz V'Rabbanan. No. Because of the Svara, Ein L'Mitzvah L'Mekayim El'Shaita. If he's doing a mitzvah, so he doesn't have to worry about what's going to be in the future. He's doing a mitzvah now. Then when it comes Shabbos and he has to be Mechal Shabbos, he fell into the... You don't call it Machnas Atzmo. He went to do a mitzvah. And then when it comes Shabbos, he has to be Mechal Shabbos. So he fell into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. It could be that the difference between Makam Mitzvah and Shalom Makam Mitzvah could be it's on the level of the Reis as well.
What is it, Rabbi, what's the sheet of the Balamor by Mila? Are you saying the Balamor said by Mila he would allowed to or not allowed to? Because if he's not allowed to, then why is he mechalik between going on the boat Litzarech Mitzvah, but by Mila not allowed to, Litzarech Mitzvah?
Oh, exactly. So that's a kasha that the recent Gedolim ask, 100 years ago, they write about that kasha. And Rav Soloveitchik wrote a tshuva about this in English to Dr. Belkin. Why did he write a tshuva to Dr. Belkin? Because when I was a student in the yeshiva, they used to have a girl, when you got smicha, they used to have a girl, a lottery. The administration of the yeshiva would insist that some of the boys have to go to serve in the chaplaincy. So they had a lottery, and then whoever was the lucky winner had to go to the chaplaincy. If you wouldn't go, they wouldn't give you smicha. They wouldn't let you continue in graduate school, whatever graduate school you were going to. Some of the boys were going to Belfry Graduate School, same time they were going for Smicha, so they would blacklist them. They wouldn't let them go to Belfry, and they would notify every university in the United States, whatever the guy wanted to go, that he wasn't a good student because he didn't live up to his obligations. I remember there was a boy in my time. He had to go to Australia in order to finish. He was in mathematics. And he was in Belfer, and he didn't want to go to become a chaplain in the army. So he had no choice. He had to go to Australia. He passed away already a long time ago. So the question was, Dr. Belkin asked Rav Soloveitchik, could he write a tshuva about this? Rav Soloveitchik didn't write a tshuva whether the yeshiva administration has the right to force the students to go to the chaplaincy. He wrote a tshuva, is it permissible to volunteer to go to the chaplaincy? The government doesn't require, you can get a 4D. You're a rabbinical, you're a theological student. You don't have to, they're not going to drift you. Are you permitted to volunteer to join the chaplaincy? Because when you're going to join the army, you may have to be Mechal Shabbos sometime because of a suffix, Sakana. Rav Soloveitchik wrote a whole tshuva, dear Dr. Belkin. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's included in the book where they have all the letters by Rabbi Soloveitchik. So they have this tshuva written in English. So he works on this stira in the Balamor. Here the Balamor says that you're not allowed to go on a boat trip 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because near it can master Mechalas on Shabbos. But if you go on the Makam Mitzvah, then it's mutter. And the other Balamor contradicts it. The Balamor says, if ishtapte chamimei, if the hot water, if we bathe the baby before the bris, and we're about to perform the bris, and then the hot water that we prepared to bathe the baby after the bris to prevent infection spills out, and we don't have any place to get hot water. So the Balamor says you're not allowed to perform the bris because machnas atzma the matzav shel sakonas nefoshes. But here the Balamor said that machnas atzma the matzav shel sakonas nefoshes is mutabo makam mitzvah. So how come over there? Here he says about maflig and misfina, you're permitted to go on a boat trip 3 days before Shabbos, even though you may have to be Mechal Shabbos, but Makam Mitzvah is Mutter, Hakam Abadiri says that it's us. So Rav Soloveitchik gave two obvious suggestions. One suggestion he gave was, there it's a Vatai that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. If you perform the Bris on Shabbos in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they consider that a Vatai Sakana on the baby. Even though today we don't do it at all, we don't bathe the baby with warm water, but in the days of the Gemara, that was considered a Vatai Sakana. An open wound because of the surgery, because of the bris, you must bathe the baby with warm water. So when you perform the bris meal, it's bad, you're going to have to be, and there's no nachri around to ask him to cook up water, so you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So whenever it's Vadai, then the Makam Mitzvah also it's Asa. But if it's only here, they're going on a boat trip and there are sailors. The Chashash is, there's a possibility, a far-fetched possibility, that maybe there'll be something will go wrong with the boat and the sailors will request, or will require of all of the passengers to help out in the Pikoch Nefesh, so they will have to Mil Chal Shabbos. So that was one simple teretz, a chiluk between Vadai Chilul Shabbos and Safek. Another teretz Rav Soloveitchik suggested is, maybe there's a chiluk between Shabbos itself and 3 days before Shabbos. Bala Mor says, 3 days before Shabbos, but Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. But on Shabbos, Gufa, on Shabbos, not only is there a din, you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos. B'shem HaMenei Yisrael Sal Shabbos, you have to see to it that you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where there'll be a Sakonis Nefashis, that you have to be Machal Shabbos. 3 days before, there's less Chomer. So the Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. But on Shabbos, there's more Chomer, so even more Makam Mitzvah it will be us. So these are the two suggestions that Rav Soloveitchik had. He said, when you volunteer for the chaplaincy, you're not volunteering on Shabbos. You're not going to go the first time on Shabbos. You'll go in the middle of the week. And it's not a vaday that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. There's a possibility. It could be that he'll be a chaplain. He'll never have to be. Many of the chaplains never have to be Mechal Shabbos at all. So because both of the terutzim don't apply, so there's no problem. Truth of the matter is, others point out, and Rav Soloveitchik himself pointed out on other occasions, there seems to be a third answer, a different pshat. And the third pshat is what it really says of the Feirush in the Gemara, towards the end of Psachim. So the Gemara says the following. We mentioned many times there are 24 prokim in Mishnayos Shabbos. The Mefarshim say, in the days of Tanakh, in days of the Tanakh, the practice was that a kala who would be going to a wedding would wear 24 pieces of jewelry. Rings on her fingers, on her ears, on her nose, necklaces, and all kinds of 24, sacha called 24 pieces of jewelry. So that's what they say, the Melech HaShlema, the first Mishnah, the Mefarshim on the Mishnayos point out that Shabbos is a kala, so Rav Yudah Nasi could have made 30 prokim, and made it 24 prokim corresponding to the 24 tachshitim. 24 prokim on Masech Shabbos corresponds to the 24 tachshitim that the kala used to wear bizman ha-tanach. Because Shabbos is a kala. So the one whole parak is about Reb Lezer the Mila, all about the dinim of Bris Mila in general, and Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the parak is called Reb Lezer the Mila because the opening Mishnah has a machalekis Reb Lezer ben Hurkanis, that's Reb Lezer ha-goru, and the Chachamim. When you have a bris milah of the Shabbos, the baby boy was born last Shabbos, and the milah is the this Shabbos. When you have the bris milah on Shabbos, if it's a milah shalai bisman, it's not the Shabbos. And performing a bris milah is some kind of a malacha or another. The Gemara never really says explicitly which malacha it is, or the different opinions and the Rishonim, and we learned Pasach Shabbos, we discussed it. Some say it's a malacha of gozei, some say it's misak and mana. Some say chabura, because it's going to be bleeding. Whatever. Some kind of a malacha or another when you perform a bris milah. So it's only mutter to be machal Shabbos for the bris milah bismana. Bris milah shalai bismana, it's a malacha deraisi. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos for milah shalai bismana. Yantav also like that. Only if it's a vadai milah bismana. So the machlekes hatanaim is, what about machshirei mila? Let's say the moel forgot to bring the knife to the location where the bris is going to take place. There's no eruv. If there's an eruv, you can carry everything. There's no eruv. And the bris is going to take place and the baby's home. And the moel forgot to have knives there, but they don't have such a sharp knife that you can use to perform a bris mila. So is the moel permitted to carry the knife in the street on Shabbos if there's a malocha deraisa of hoitzoah? Let's say there's a Mishutz Rab Derais. So Rab Lezer is of the opinion, we don't accept this, Rab Lezer is of the opinion, when it's a Mila Bismana, not only the actual Bris Mila is the Cheshabbos, even the Machshirei Mila, even the Hachanis in advance, even to manufacture a knife. So the Gemara says, even years after the first daf in Rab Lezer, the Mila Kuf Laman Amir Aleph, in Masech Cheshabbos, at the beginning of that Perek. So it says there, the Mekom Shal Rab Lezer and his community, even years after he passed away, the practice was that they followed his psokim. He was Mardasva, so they followed all of his psokim Ben Lahakal Ben Lahachmer. And when they had a bris on Shabbos, they would break up branches from the tree in order to make a fire, in order to melt metal, in order to manufacture a knife, and then they would be Mechal Shabbos many times over to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah of Mila is, that a Mila Bizman is the Chiyah Shabbos. And they did the Chiyah Shabbos on all the hachanas, all the preparations as well. And we don't pass like that. We pass Mila Bizman is the Chiyah Shabbos, only the actual Bris Mila, but the Machshirei Mila are not the Chiyah Shabbos. So the Gemara has an interesting expression in the Peis, in Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara has an expression, there are Machshirei Mila Lifnei HaMila, let's say manufacturing a knife, carrying the knife to the location. Then the Machshirei Mila Shela Acher HaMila, the Mohel already did the Bris Mila. Sometimes there's a question of being Machal Shabbos afterwards to be Machshir the Bris Mila. How can you have Machshirei Mila Shela Acher HaMila? So the Gemara says, let's say you performed the Bris, and the days of the Gemara, if you didn't bathe the baby with warm water, it was considered a real sakana. So you got to be Mechal Shabbos to heat up water. You don't have a Nochri. You got to be Mechal Shabbos to heat up water on Shabbos after the Bris, to bathe the baby to prevent infection. So the Gemara calls it Machshirei Mila Shela Achar HaMila. That's a very interesting expression. That's an interesting insight you get from the Gemara. Let's say you perform a bris mila, and it turns out that the baby died because of the bris. So people usually assume you were yotze the mitzvah because you cut off the or ha'arla, but you shouldn't have done it because pikuach nefesh, because of the sakonis nefashis. So pikuach nefesh is decha kala tarakula, because don't be in your heart, well, you have it over here. So pikuach nefesh decha, so you shouldn't have done the mitzvah mila. So from the Gemara in Psochim is mavur, that if you perform the bris mila and the baby dies because of the bris, you're not yotze the mitzvah. It has to be a successful surgery. If you do a surgery and the patient dies because of the bris mila, you're not yotze bris mila. So if you perform the bris mila on Shabbos and then realize the baby is bisakana because he has an open wound, so you have to heat up water to make sure the baby doesn't die, machmas hamila. So the Gemara calls that machshirei mila shela achar hamila. Just like there are machshirei mila shekodem hamila, manufacturing a knife and carrying the knife to the location, that's machshirei mila kodem hamila, to prepare in advance. So up to there are machshirei mila shela achar hamila, if the baby is bisakon and you have to be machal Shabbos to make sure that the surgery of the bris mila will be a successful one, so that's machshirei mila shela achar hamila. So since we don't pass and we don't accept our Blazer's opinion, the old Machshirei Mila not Derech Shabbos, so the Gemara is saying it then. The Balamor is saying it then. If you bathe the baby with hot water already, you're about to do the bris. Then the water that you have designated to bathe the baby, the warm water after the bris, spills out, so you're not allowed to perform the bris. Why not? Because I know now that I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos after the bris for Machshirei Mila Shela Achar HaMila. To heat up water after the bris is Machshirei Mila, and you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Machshirei Mila. So if you know in advance, before you do the bris Mila is Derech Shabbos. But it won't be a successful surgery, you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos afterwards because of the Machshirei Mila. So then you had no right to be Mechal Shabbos in the first place for the bris Mila. Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos is only, if the only Chilu Shabbos, to the best of your knowledge, the whole Chilu Shabbos is just going to consist of the Bris Mila. But if you know in advance, you have to bathe the baby with warm water after the Bris, as a Machshirei Mila Shalachar HaMila, and that there's no Heter for, because we don't accept Rav Lezer's opinion. So he didn't have a Heter in the first place to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. Mila Bizman is only Decha Shabbos, if that's going to be the whole Chilu Shabbos. But if you know in advance that not only is there going to be Chilu Shabbos because of the actual Mila, it's going to be Chilu Shabbos because of the heating of the hot water afterwards, then there was no Heter in the first place to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of doing the Bris Mila. So the truth of the matter is, that's what the Balamor really says. Balamor doesn't give either of the answers that Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe 3 days before Shabbos is more Kal, and Shabbos is more Chomer, even when Makam Mitzvah is Aser. maybe by the Bris Mila, it's a vaday that you have to be Mechal Shabbos over here, but 3 days before going on the boat, there's only a Sofik, far out Sofik, that it may happen. Neither of these are what the Balamor, quotes that Gemara in Pesachim. He said, because Machshiri Mila Shalachar Mila, he himself gives the explanation. And so Reshik himself, on other occasions, he said that pshat. And that's really what the Balamor says. According to Balamor, why can you be mafling on Monday or Tuesday if you're going to go on a trip for a month? The Shabbos will be there, automatically.
No, it's not a vaday. It's not a vaday,
but it's no different than being mafling on Wednesday or Thursday.
He says no. Only three. He holds that the difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is not only a loshem and the odom that it's relevant for the nusach hashtar of the get, what the zman is in the get, mekami shabbata, basa shabbata, it's relevant in halacha. Why? You can say havdalah till Tuesday evening, and the last 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start preparing in advance for the Shabbos. But that's only the last 3 days, and the first 3 days of the week, you're not mechuyev to be worried about what's going to happen on Shabbos. You're not mechuyev. Because it's not a vada, it's just a sofik. That's the Balamor, yeah. It is it's an interesting pshat. The Balamor's pshat is an interesting pshat. So again, so there's a din of Amira Le'akum is a shvus. We spoke a little bit about the kulis of Amira Le'akum. We said, Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of the Chashabas, they quote, Adaita de Nafshe. So we said that two kinds of Adaita de Nafshe. So if I have hired work to wash the dishes in my home. I have an ochris to wash the dishes. I ask her, please wash the dishes. I didn't ask her to wash the dishes with burning hot water. As far as I'm concerned, she can wash the dishes with cold water. She decides it's easier for her to wash with hot water. So that's adaita d'nafshe. So that adaita d'nafshe, that's even muta b'beisur shel Yisrael. Yeah, but this heter doesn't apply in New York State if you have a restaurant or you have a cafeteria. And they're going to serve food to the public if it's a private home. So you can do whatever you want. So you can serve the people on dishes that were washed with cold water. But if it's a restaurant or a cafeteria, shiva cafeteria, so the law requires that you have to wash the dishes with burning hot water. So when you hire a nochri to wash the dishes in the kitchen, the outright amir of the nochri, you can't say adaita d'nafshe. As far as I'm concerned, let him wash the dishes with the cold water. No. It's required, Medina the Machus, you have to wash it with burning hot water, that there shouldn't be any problem of conveying any sicknesses. So then what's the heter to have a nochri wash the dishes? So the answer is, we all rely on that chayei odom. We mentioned that amir with a nochri is only an issa derabanan, and that's why we have a whole list of heterim. So one of the heterim was, b'makam atzolos kisvei hakodesh, if the shul is on fire, and the only way to save the sefer Torah, and they're right in front of the shul is a Rishus Aram Deraisa, not a Carmelist. So he permitted the Eska Nochri to violate Oitzoh on the Kisvei HaKodesh for the purpose of Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, or to save Tefillin, Mezuzah, and so on. So because Amir Le'akum is only the Rabbanon, so we make on Mishum Tzabah L'chaim, so we allow Amir Le'Nochri to milk the cows. So one of the coolest, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim, that Amir Le'akum is Mutter B'Makam Mitzvah the Rabbim. So the mashal of the chayodim is if the erev fell down, and you know you won't succeed in notifying all the people in the city, and some people, all right, the people over here will come, the erev fell down, don't carry, but some people in the other end of the city, they won't know, and if any part of the erev falls down, nobody can carry anywhere. So for sure, someone's going to violate the chilul shabbos they're used to carrying within the erev. So if it's a makam mitzvah derabim, it's not really a mitzvah derabim here. It's an aver derabim, but still the Chayodim says it's mutter to ask the nochri to drive the truck with the cherry picker and to make bang nails and to tie strings and to do whatever malachas deraisa are necessary. Even a malacha deraisa is mutter b'makam mitzvah derabim. So a definition of mitzvah derabim a lot of times means if there are 10 people who want to do a mitzvah. So if you have a restaurant and you have more than 10 people eating in the restaurant, or you have a cafeteria and yeshiva, you have more than 10 students eating in the cafeteria, So then it's permissible. Amir Eliyakim, Amakam Mitzvah, the Rabbim will make them if you have 10 people. That's how they tell over a story once that Beis Halevi was once in a situation they didn't have food to eat for Shalosh Udas. So they asked the Nochri, if you can please carry some matzah, Derech Rishus Rabbim Deraisa, you should carry some matzah to bring it. So if the 10 people eating Shalosh Udas, that's called the Amakam Mitzvah, the Rabbim. 10 people is a Rabbim. So that's, we would rely on that. If 10 people are eating, then it's called the Amakam Mitzvah, the Rabbim. The Gemara has a din. Let me give the mashal. Yeshiva University owns an indoor parking lot and has a big letters on the front of the building, Yeshiva University. So they rented out the whole parking lot to Nochrim. I don't know what the situation is now, but years ago, they rented out the whole parking lot. The yeshiva doesn't have an ASIC there. The whole thing, the whole rabbi goes to the gun. But because it has yeshiva's name on it, so they can't, so people think that the yeshiva is making the money on the parking lot. They make money, they charge their people from the neighborhood. So because it has the yeshiva's name on it, so there's a marisayin, even though it's rented out to the other people, there is a marisayin that people will think that the yeshiva is violating Amir Eliyakim. They're asking the goyim to rent out the spaces and to allow business on Shabbos. So they because it says Yeshiva University on the front of the building, so they rented out the whole thing to Nochrim, and they made a condition they could only rent it out to people to use park their cars there if they neither bring the car in on Shabbos nor take the car out on Shabbos. So you're restricting their business. So most of the people don't want to park their cars there, so they lose a lot of business. If they would take off the name Yeshiva University and they would rent the whole building out to the Nochrim, so then you, okay, let's say I have a farm, and I rent out the farm to Nochrim, so the Nochrim do the work on the farm. There's no Marisayan. Why should they think that the farm belongs to, unless it says Shechter's farm, unless it says Herschel's farm on it. So everybody knows that it's a Jewish farm. So then even if I rent it out to the Nochrim, there's going to be a Marisayan. They'll think that I'm violating Amir Eliyakim. In the Shulchan Aruch, they have it, in the case of the Gemara, they have a Beis HaMerchatz. And this Beis HaMerchatz was known as Shechter's bathhouse. People didn't have private baths in their homes. They went to a public bathhouse. So there's a community bathhouse that's owned by a private person. And he takes money on Shabbos, whoever comes. So on Shabbos, he has a goy do it. So that's Amir Eliyakim. He's not allowed to have a goy run the business on Shabbos. But if he rents out the whole bathhouse, all year long he rents it out. So since for years it was known as Shechter's bathhouse, so that's a Marisayan, people will think that maybe he didn't rent it out. Maybe it's Amir Eliyakim and he's violating it. So there's a din on Marisayan. Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanim. There's a din of marisayin, not only if people will think that you're violating an issa deraisa, there's a din of marisayin even if people will only think that you're violating an issa derabbanan. Those who learned here a day will remember there's a problematic ramah. The ramah talks about if you're having meat with milk, so that's possible chalav derabbanan. If you're having chicken with milk, it's only possible chalav derabbanan. If you have meat with milk, that's basa b'cholav deraisin. So what if you're having chicken with cholav shkedim, with almond milk? There is such a thing, people today. A lot of people are allergic to regular milk, but they're not allergic to the almond milk, and it gives them the nutrition that you get from the milk. So that's an issue if you use cholav shkedim, almond milk, but that's a nisar of marisayin. What if the whole marisayin, I'm having chicken with almond milk? Or I'm having chicken with, I don't have a bar of butter, I have a bar of, what do you call it, a bar of a butter?
Margarine.
So if I have the wrapper on the margarine and it says it's margarine, bar of a margarine, OU, bar of a, so that's like cholav shkedim, and I have the shkedim here. I have the shells of the shkedim here. So that takes off the marisayin. But what if I have chicken and I have margarine and it's on a plate? The margarine is on a plate and the wrapper is not there. So it's not like you have the shkedim are there. So there's a difficult Ramah. The Ramah says that Marisan, you only have to worry about an Issa Deraisa. But if the worst thing that they'll think I'm violating is an Issa Derabanan, so then you don't have to worry about Marisan. So the Shach asked, it's against all the Gemaras. The Shach Tan is against all the Gemaras. So there's a Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis who defends the Ramah. There is a Gemara and Ksubis that sounds like that. I think in the fourth parak in Ksubis, there is such a Gemara that sounds like Marisan doesn't apply on a Din Derabanan. But the Pashtus here in this Din, there's a Din of Marisai, and people will think that I violated Amir Eliakim. Amir Eliakim on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. So if they all know that this is my farm, even if I rented it out to the Nochri, so that's Osir Mishum Marisai, people will think that he's my toil, that he's doing the work on the farm on my behalf. Yeah, what was the other? We had another kind of... Adaita de Napshi, two kinds. One Adaita de Napshi, I asked the worker to wash the dishes. I asked the worker in the kitchen to please slice the meat. So they want to slice the meat with an electric slicer. It's easier for them. But I didn't ask them to use the electric slicer. I use whatever you want. So since theoretically they could have sliced it, it would be a little more difficult. They could have sliced it with a knife. And they, for their own purposes, they choose to use the electric slicer. So that Amir Eliakim, that's even Adaita de Napshei, that's even Mutter the basis of Yisrael. But the other Adaita de Napshei, I ask the mechanic, I bring in my car to the mechanic, and I ask him to please fix the car. You fix it whenever you want. So if he fixes the car and it's in his location, in his auto shop, so that Adaita de Napshei is Mutter. But if he's going to do it in my house, or it's going to be, let's say it says the license plate says YU1, or it has a big menorah on top of the car, and everybody knows it belongs to the Lubavitch and Shliach in the neighborhood. So then, even though it's a daita de nafshei, but it's a real malocha, I asked the Nochri to do a malocha for me. I didn't ask him to do the malocha on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. He chose to do it on Shabbos. So that a daita de nafshei, that's only muta the basis shalakum. The basis shalisot, it's not muta. Even the Beis Shalakam, if it's obvious that it's a Jewish automobile, because it has a menorah, it has a license plate, so then it's not permissible. Also, let's say you mail a letter. So you don't tell them when they should deliver the letter, but let's say somebody orders, someone is in diamonds, somebody orders a diamond piece of jewelry, and he says, I want it delivered, special delivery on Shabbos. A Goyish customer wants it delivered on Shabbos. So I bring it into the post office and I say, special delivery tomorrow. They're not going to deliver it today on Friday. Say they want it tomorrow. So that's outright Amir Eliakim. That's not a daita de nafshei. I tell them, please deliver it on Shabbos. So that's really awesome. That's really outright Amir Eliakim. That's awesome.
Rebbe, can you mail a letter on Friday? Thursday?
Many were makel on that. Then you will make them. If I'm going to drop the mail, every mailbox, it tells you when they pick up the mail. So let's say down the block where I live, there's a mailbox that says they pick up the mail on the weekdays at 1 o'clock. So if I put the letter in the mailbox on Friday at 3 o'clock, so obviously I'm telling the mailman, please pick it up on Shabbos. I'm telling him to do the malach on Shabbos, pick it up on Shabbos. The stamping it, that's what they decide to stamp it. But the picking it up, that's what I'm asking them to do. But if I drop it in the mailbox in the morning, and then they can pick it up on Shabbos, then they don't have to deliver it. They don't have to deliver it on Shabbos. They can deliver whenever they want. So that's not Amir Eliakim. But if I give it after the time that they picked it up already, then it's my putting it in the mailbox is like Amir Eliakim. I'm telling them, I'm a taxpaying citizen. I'm telling them, please pick up the mail on Shabbos. So that's Oitzor. I'm telling them to carry the mail on Shabbos. That's an issue of Oitzor.
Rav Schechter, I have a question. So regarding the Eruv that fell down, so I can understand that, since it's Vadai that people will be carrying, so it's a problem of carrying. But how can you make the jump to the restaurant where you have 10 people eating in a restaurant? It's not Vada. You can tell them to not eat a restaurant or bring three sets of dishes so that people could eat three meals on Shabbos and not have to wash anything until Matzoy Shabbos.
a mitzvah. There are two kinds of mitzvah derabim. One mitzvah derabim is that the rabim is 10 people. We assume rabim is 10 people. We're afraid 10 people may be mechal Shabbos. That's one kind. And then another mitzvah derabim. 10 people want to fulfill a mitzvah. And under the circumstances, the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by violating Amir Eliyakim. So we say that's one of the heterim. The Balawita was of the opinion that Amir Eliyakim is always mutter b'maka mitzvah, period, any mitzvah. Because the Gemara says in Gittin and Dav Ches and the Beis, if you want to buy Mishim Mishirites Yisrael Nitirum, to buy up land from the Nochrin, that it should be owned by Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. To live in Eretz Yisrael, that's a Mechoy B'Sayochit. But to buy up the land, that it should be under Jewish control as opposed to under Goyisha ownership, that's a mitzvah derabim. That's the Ramban's Loshen at the end of Masechus Shabbos, the Chidusha HaRamban, that's a mitzvah derabim. So the Gemara says that Mishum Yishuv Eitzav Yitiru, he permitted to ask the Nochri to fill out the documents on Shabbos to buy up land from the Goyim. Mishum Yishuv Eitzav Yitiru. So the Ramban writes that the reason why they were Mekel, not so much Yishuv Eitzav, because it's a mitzvah derabim. So we assume whenever there are a group of 10 Jews who want to fulfill a mitzvah, and under the circumstances, it's late in the afternoon. You tell all the 10 they have to walk to the location where the matzah is, they won't be able to daven mincha. They have to daven mincha before the shkia. One eat shalosh shuvos also before it becomes teisat kochavim. So the only way to fulfill mincha and shalosh shuvos is by asking a nochri to please bring a box of matzahs. So under the circumstances, we call that a mitzvah derab. Above, mitzvah derab means you're afraid 10 people shouldn't be mechal shabbos. And 10 Jews want to fulfill a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah there, Rabbi.
Rabbi, wasn't there, Rabbi Elazar went to Shachrer, his Eved Kanani, in order to make a minyan.
Yeah.
Against the prescription, La'olam Yehudu.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. The Gemara, that's the different opinion how to read that Gemara. The Gemara is there's a Machlokes HaTanaim how to read Lo'el Ma'am Tavoidu. So Rabbi Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if you want to, you can keep the Eved Kanani forever. You don't have to let him go free, not B'Sheish and not B'Yovam. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not if you want to, you can keep. You're not allowed to be Hamashachar Avdoi Oiva Be'ese. If you free the Eved Kanani, you're in violation of the Ese. This pasuk is a Tzivui. It's not a rishus. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the element tavod is rishus. We give all that it's chayva. You're not allowed to set free an eved kanani. So the Gemara tells the story that the Tana Rav Lezer came to shul one day. It's a question: was it Shabbos? Was it a weekday? That's the question. What day of the week was it? So the Gemara says there was no minyan. There were only 9 people, and they needed a 10th person for the minyan. So he is meshachra his eved to be mashlem the minyan. So the Gemara said, didn't he violate the Isser of Le'el Mem Tavoidu? So the Gemara says, but maka mitzvah, it's muta. Then the Gemara says, but how can it be muta? But it's a mitzvah bo ba'avera. So the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shani. That's the loshan, mitzvah derabim shani. So that's the question, what does that mean? So some say that what it means is, eset dechal oise esay. Usually eset dechal oise esay requires bi'itna. The same time that I'm violating the Isser, I'm being the kind of essay. Like I'm doing a bris on Shabbos, so while I'm doing the bris, I'm a chal Shabbos and I'm yotze the mitzvah at the same time. So that's a mashal of essay. It happens that the essay dechal essay doesn't apply to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a lois essay sheesh b'koris. Shabbos is a lois essay the essay. So the two reasons why essay dechal essay doesn't apply. But if not for that, it would have been doicha, because it's b'itno. The same time that you're doing the chal Shabbos, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But over here, the Gemara says, this should be mitzvah babaveh. Mitzvah babaveh means if I do the avera first, that enables me to do the mitzvah later. So you don't say eser dechaloy sesei. You only say eser dechaloy sesei if you're doing the avera simultaneously with the mitzvah. But if you do the avera first, I'm meshachar the eved first, and then I'm mitzarif him to the minyan later, so it's not the idna, so you're not allowed to do it. So that's what the Gemara answers. Mitzvah derabim shayne, some rishayim say, if it's a mitzvah derabim, then it's doicha, even if it's not bi'itna. That's what some, the Magen Avraham quotes. Some Rishon Deran says like that. Eser dechaloy sesei only needs bi'itna if it's an eser diyochet. But if it's an eser derabim, it's machoshev, so even if it's not bi'itna, it's doicha. Others have a different shot. that the whole Isser of Le'elamam Tavoidu is, it's an extension of the din of Lo Sechonen. You're not permitted to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. So even though an Ebed Knaini is chayv mitzvahs keisha, he's half Jewish, he has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, but he has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. So nonetheless, there's a din similar to Lo Sechonen. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to the Ebed Knaini, just like you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. So you're not allowed to give this matnas chinam to the Ebed Knaini to be meshachar him. But what if, what motivates me to be meshach the Ebed Knaini? Because I'm going to gain something out of it. I'm going to gain tefillah v'tzibur. I want a mitzvah derabim, so I'm gaining. So since I'm gaining, that's not called the matnas chinam. So that's why there's no issur in the first place. That's our other mission. That's how the Ramban learns. Since it's a makom mitzvah derabim, so the adon is gaining something by being meshach the Ebed. So since he's gaining, so it's not considered a matnas chinam. There are different interpretations. There's more than two interpretations. The Rishonim have expressed explicitly different ways to read that Gemara. But it's correct. The Gemara uses the lashon there, mitzvah derabim shani. That because it's a mitzvah derabim, that's why we allow it. Yeah. What if, let's say, I have I want to build a house, and I hire a whole non-Jewish team to build a house for me, and then they're building the house on Shabbos. So strictly speaking, I didn't tell them when to build the house. I said I need it by next June. They have a whole till June. It's more than a half a year to build the house for me. So if they decide to do it on Shabbos, it should really be adaita de nafshei. But adaita de nafshei is not a heter if it's bebeisu shel Yisrael. So if it's on my real estate, if it's on my lot, and everybody knows that this lot is mine, I bought it, or I used to live in this house, and they demolished the old house because I want to build a new house, so then adaita de nafshei is not a heter. So then, even though I didn't tell them when to build it, I have to insist that they shouldn't build it on Shabbos. What if I told them in advance, I'm hiring you, I'm paying you so much, but I don't want you to do the work on Shabbos? So this happens every so often. If you don't put a penalty into the contract, they'll do it whenever they please, and they won't listen to you that you told them not to build it on Shabbos. If you put a penalty in, and you say, and if you build it on Shabbos, then I'm not going to pay you the same. I'm going to deduct 5% or 10% from the payment. So if you put a penalty in, then they're going to listen. But if you don't put a penalty, they're just not going to listen. But still, if that says in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, if you told the workers in advance, even though you didn't put a penalty, you didn't realize that legally they're just going to violate it and nothing you can do about it. So, but since you told them, I don't want you to build it on Shabbos, and they violated your instructions, so then you don't have the penalty later on that you're not allowed to, let's say they asked them to build the shul, and they didn't tell them, and they told them, don't build the shul on Shabbos, and then they're davening in the old shul, they come out on Shabbos morning, they see they're building the new shul right on the shul property. So they tell them not to build. So the workers say, what do you mean not to build? Our boss told us we should build. So then at B'nieved, there's no penalty over there, because there's no penalty, you're not allowed to use the new shul, because they told them in advance, they told them don't build on Shabbos. They didn't listen, so then you don't penalize them in that case. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din, and what if a person wants to buy a shop in a mall, and the regulation is the shops in the mall have to be open 7 days a week. Or you're in a business, you have a business, let's say a person has a hotel or something, and the nature of the business is such that they have people coming in every day of the week. So you can't close down on Shabbos, you have to be open on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the dinim, you're permitted to, if you buy the business melech hatchila with a shutev who's an ochri, and you say, Shabbos and Yontav, the business belongs to you, and for the weekdays, the business belongs to me. Or you say, let's say they're 50-50 shutvim. So I say, Shabbos and Yontav is so many days in the year, 50-50, how many days are there in the year? There are 365 days in a year, so half of the days belongs to me, half of the days belong. So we'll make up like this. Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur, the whole hotel belongs to you. And for the other days, you own a percentage of the other day, so it should add up to 50%. But Shabbos Yom Tov belongs to you. If you make more money on Shabbos, it's yours. If it turns out you get more than 50% of the Revach, because more people come on Shabbos Yom Tov, so you make more. And if you make less, so you'll make less. You won't get 50%. So if you make it clear that Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur belongs to the whole business, belongs to the Goy, and the rest of the year we divide whatever the percentage is, so that would be Mutter. So it say, in Shulchan Aruch they say, this is, it's only Mutter if they keep a record, if the nature of the business is such that they have records, how much business was made on Shabbos. Let's say it's a store where they sell clothing or they sell furniture, whatever. So they have records, how much was sold on Shabbos and Yom Tov, how much was sold on the weekday. So then, as long as theoretically they could take all the records and it can turn out that the guy is making more than 50%, and they turn out he's making less than 50%, because we said Shabbos Yom Tov is his, and then another 110 days belong to him. When 365 days in the year, so how do you divide it in half? It's 180, something like that. 180 for him, 180 for me. So I say the 180 days that belong to you, so Shabbos and Yom Tov is going to be 60 days, let's say. 65 days. And then you have another 115 days to add up. So if you keep records, how much money was earned on Shabbos Yom Tov, even if Lebesov, they say it's a pain in the neck, we're not going to make a whole calculation, how much I get, how much you get, we'll just divide 50-50 and shut. So it's in the Shulchan Aruch, that's okay. As long as the nature of the business is such that they keep records, how much money was brought in on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so theoretically the Goy can take all of that money. But if the nature of the business is such they don't keep records, then it's not Mutter. Then it wouldn't be Mutter. Yeah, regarding, there's an interesting topic. There's Din of Emach Ligin Nesfina. You're not allowed to go on a boat. So let's say the boat is going to take off on Shabbos. The boat is going to take off on Shabbos. And rogue of the passengers of the boat are Nochrim, and the miut are Yehudim. So whenever the Nochrim are the sailors are Nochrim, so whenever the Nochrim do a malacha for a whole group of people, so is it considered Akum Shas and Malacha B'Shvil Yisrael? So you go bus a rive. The rive of the passengers are Nachrim. So there's really, strictly speaking, there's no Amir Liakim there, because they're doing all the malachas for the goyim. It's not considered doing the malachas for the Jews. So let's say the boat is going to take off on Shabbos. So then in such a situation, all the chashashas don't apply. They have so many sailors, they're not going to liyas to me mechashem, not going to get seasick. The bottom of the boat is not going to be within 10 tefachim to the ground. So all of the three considerations don't apply. So you're allowed to take off on the boat. So the shaila is, but you're going chutz l'tchum. You're leaving your tchum in the middle of Shabbos. So the Taisus in the middle of Erevin, Taisus says this was a common practice. The people would make kiddush on the boat on Friday night, and the Kohen Shvisa there on the boat, and Bein HaShemashes, they would be on the boat. Then they would go back to go to sleep in their own home. Then they went back to the boat. The boat is going to leave Shabbos afternoon at 1 o'clock. But since there were Kohen Shvisa on the boat before Shabbos began, Bein HaShemashes, Abchilo Shabbos, so when the boat goes to Chutzatrum, they're not in violation. They were Kohen Shvisa on the boat. Now they're in the same boat. So that the floor of the boat, that's where they were Kohen Shvisa. So Taisus has two opinions. When are you Kohen Shvisa? When Shabbos enters Bein HaShemashes, they have to be on the boat to hold Bein HaShemashes of Tchilas of Shabbos. Or when you personally are Mekabel Shabbos. Let's say we assume in Shulchan Aruch, a person can be Mekabel Tosef for Shabbos anytime after Plaga Mincha. So let's say he's going to make Kiddush, and he's going to eat his meal on the boat, and now before Shkia, and then he'll bench and say Ritzei, then he'll go home. Or let's say he won't eat on the boat. There'll be Makabal Shabbos on the boat. They'll daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. Kalba Shabbos is kind of Shvisa B'tchilas HaShabbos, is the beginning of his Shabbos, not the beginning of everybody else's Shabbos. He personally was Mekabel Shabbos. So do you say, since he was kind of Shvisa B'tchilas HaShabbos Shalo, so he was kind of Shvisa, so that he's not in violation of Gain Chutz L'Tchum, or kind of Shvisa Zayin depends on Bein HaShmosh. So that's two deis and tesis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, La'alocha, he doesn't even quote the other Shita. He assumes la'alocha, it depends on Bein HaShmoshes. So you have to be there on the boat to hold Bein HaShmoshes. Rav Soloveitchik said that he would sometimes be mekel, we'll have to get to the details, he would sometimes be mekel if you are mekabel Shabbos, if you personally were mekabel Shabbos for other dinim, we'll have to get to the dinim of HaChazara. So then there's a din of Tchilas HaShabbos, so he said maybe there's room to be mekel like the other opinion in Texas. But the Mishnah Berurah passing is not so. Whenever there's a din that begins, that depends on Tchilas HaShabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah assumes like that opinion, it says it depends on Bein HaShmoshes. It doesn't depend on your personal Kabbalah Shabbos when you are Mekabel. That depends when Shabbos sets in for the whole community. These are the first few simonim in Hilchos Shabbos. Well, this is start from Reish Mem Beis, from Simon Reish Mem Beis. Simon Reish Mem Tes, you get a little further, Simon Reish Mem Tes Siv Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it's a Gemara. It's a violation of quote Shabbos to have a Suda Chashuva on Erev Shabbos. So the Suda Chashuva by us usually means a fleshig meal. So it's not right to have a fleshig meal on Erev Shabbos. Some places in Eretzah, they still have the practice, they eat fleshigs for lunch every day. I remember two summers, we spent in Eretz Yisrael in Kiryat Arba. I was giving shiurim in there's a big Hesdi yeshiva there. Yeshivat Nir, Mr. Nir from Mexico, gave money to make a yeshiva, so it's called Yeshivas Nir, Nun Yud Resh. So we had a whole group of tourists there. The first summer I was there, so we had breakfast and supper in the hotel, and lunch we ate every day in the yeshiva. So every day we had flesh twice. The yeshiva had fleshiks every day for lunch, and the hotel was for the tourists from America, so they gave fleshiks for supper. So every day we would ask them, we don't want to have fleshiks twice a day. They didn't care. They always get in the yeshiva, they always gave fleshiks for lunch, and in the hotel, they always get fleshiks for supper. So that's the question. A lot of places, they'll serve fleshiks for lunch. This was years ago. I don't know if they still do now. A lot of places, they'll serve fleshiks for lunch on Erev Shabbos. So that's not right. Fleshiks is considered a Suda Chashuva. A lot of times when you go by plane, so you order a glatt kosher meal. So the glatt kosher meal, a lot of times, if it's a breakfast, it's a different story. But if it's a lunch or a supper, they're going to give you a fleshik meal. It's not really right to have a fleshig meal even on the plane. You can eat everything else in there, but you shouldn't really eat the meat. You can wash and have the bread, you can eat the other stuff. But it's not proper to have fleshigs. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom. Shalom writes that he had two rabbeim. He tells you the names, I don't remember. So when there would be a bris on Friday morning, and they would have fleshigs, the meaning always was that you serve the fleshig meal by the bris. Because the pasuk says, and the Gemara says that the first half in Perikav Lezer Nemila, that pasuk in Tehillim, refers to the mitzvah bris milah. So there's an inyan of simcha in connection with the bris. So that's why we assume there's a chiyuv suda. So let's say on Yom Tov when there's a chiyuv suda, so the Gemara says in Psachim, bisman shebeis hamikdash kai men simcha ela bipsar shlomim. So that's a machloikas we spoke about it. At the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Chelek Hay in Hilchos Yantiv, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machloikas achrayim. How do you read the Gemara? So bizman she beis hamikdash kaim ein simcha l'bishlamim, you have to have bisar shlamim. Man she ein beis hamikdash kaim, you can't have shlamim, so you can have milchiks. You don't gain anything by having fleshiks because it's not shlamim. But do you have to have yayin, or do you say no? Bizman she ein beis hamikdash kaim. Because it's not shlamim, so it's not sufficient to have basar, you need basar the yayin. So the Mishnah Berurah claims, I never checked it out, he claims that the Rov HaPoskim hold that you don't have to have fleshiks bisman hazeh. On Yom Tov, Rov HaPoskim hold that you can have milchiks as long as they have yayin. And the miut say, no, that bizman hazeh, since it's not shlamim, so it's not enough to have basa, you need basa diyayin. So because of that idea, that you have to have basa diyayin, so that's why by wedding, there's such a tshuva in the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he has a tshuva, are you allowed to have a milchik sheva brachas? Are you permitted to have a milchik wedding? I remember there's one boy in the kollel. He may have, I speak about it. He made a milchik wedding, and we asked him, why are you making a milchik wedding? Why are you supposed to have fleshiks? He didn't want to say. Finally, after the whole wedding was all over, he told us why. He was the youth director in that shul, and he didn't trust the rabbi's hashgacha on the fleshik food. And the milchiks, he knew that it was a good hashgacha, but on the fleshiks, he didn't trust. Because he was the youth director, he felt he has to have the wedding there, and he didn't like the hashgacha, so he made a milchik wedding. Yeah, so that's not right. The Maram Shik says that more correct is a chasen has to have basa de yayin. According to the Mishnah Brura, all you need is the yayin. You don't really need the basa. But just like on Yom Tov with Machmir, you need basa de yayin. So a wedding and a Sheva Bracha should have basa de yayin. So the minhag always was that you have a fleshig bris. You have fleshigs for the bris. But the Shabbos, what if the bris is on Friday morning? So it's not right to be kaveh suda chashuva on Erev Shabbos. On the Shulchan Aruch it says, if it's a bris of pidyon haben, it's as manakavua. You didn't pick it. The bris turns out that's the day of the bris. It's Friday, so strictly speaking, it's mutter. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shalom, who writes, his two rabbeim had a machlokes. When there would be a fleshig bris on Friday, one of them would attend and eat by the bris. The other one would not go to the suda. He would attend the bris and he would eat the breakfast at home. He wouldn't eat fleshigs because he felt that it's not really proper. It's not right to have a fleshig meal on Erev Shabbos. When the yeshiva had a few years in a row, they had they rented the hotel for Shavuos. So I think the first year that they had it, so they had snacks. When the people first came, they had snacks for everybody to eat. It was Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, so some of the snacks were fleshig. So that's not really right. So they discontinued that. That's not right. On Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, it's not right to have a Surah HaShubah out of Kavod Shabbos. You shouldn't have a Surah HaShubah.
What about the minig that maybe most Chassidim have? They have Toyameha on Erev Shabbos. So that's fleshigs.
A little bit. They taste it a little bit to see, but they shouldn't have a lot. That's not right. They should have Toyameha to make sure that it tastes good. So the question is, minig?
Purim's going to come out on Friday this year, no, I think.
What's going to come out on Friday?
Purim.
Okay.
So what do you do about the Suda then?
You got no choice. So you eat the Suda in the morning. It doesn't have to be later in the afternoon. You eat the Suda in the morning. Basa the Yayin. So then she used to say that in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that it has to be fleshig. That is true. Shulchan Aruch, he says you can be yotzeh with a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast. That's true in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say. But in the Rambam it says that the Suda spoon should be Basa the Yayin. The Rambam it says. So on the one hand, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Gittin, that it's not right to have a Suda Chashuva on Erev Shabbos because it takes away from quote Shabbos. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the base where the Gemara says there's a consideration. Let's say Friday happens to be Tisha B'Av. By us, it never, Tisha B'Av never falls out on Friday. By us, the only Tanis that can fall out on Friday is Shavuos B'Tammuz, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Sarbat
Tavis is the only one that can fall out on a Friday. But let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. Sarbat Tavis. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. In days of Rabbi Akiva, Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday. So Rabbi Akiva says Misan Aveino Mashlin, because Kadesh Lo Yikanes L'Shabbos Kishu Moon. If he's going to be starving because he was fasting the whole day and in the summertime, they're long days. So that's also a violation of quote Shabbos if he's starving. You have to be in a happy mood. You shouldn't have had a fleshig meal on Friday, but you shouldn't be starving on Friday.
Should Purim be any worse than a pidyon haben? A pidyon haben is both of yayin, so Purim certainly.
Right. About it? Yes. Kal v'chomer? Yes. I would think so. Yeah. The mocker for this idea that the Mishnah Brura, the beginning of Simei Reish Nun, has a long bir halacha And he quotes the pasuk in Chumash V'haya b'yom ha'shishi b'echinu esa sheyaviu. When we started Resh Mem Beis, so we mentioned there are two mitzvahs in the Novi Yeshaya, kibud v'yoneg. So what's the difference between kibud v'yoneg? So it's not so clear. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Bir Hagra. Bir Hagra is not here in Hilchos Shabbos. Bir Hagra is at the end of Chelek Hei in Mishnah Brura. Bir Hagra is in Hilchos Yontif. So he tells you what's the definition of kibud, what's oneg. Kibud is all the hachonis that you do in advance of Shabbos and Yontif. And oneg is the pleasure that you have on Shabbos and on Yontif. You vacuum the rug, that's kibud, and you enjoy on Shabbos the fact that the house is neat, that's oneg. You set the table on Erev Shabbos, that's kibud. Then you come and you eat with a beautiful table. You put up the cholent on Friday, that's kibud. You light the candles on Erev Shabbos, that's kibud. Then that you enjoy the fact that the house is lit up and the fact that you're eating delicious cholent, so that's oneg. So all the achon is done on Erev Shabbos is kibud. So when are you supposed to fulfill the mitzvah kibud? So some women already prepare the table, they vacuum the rug on Thursday, and the table is already shut for Shabbos on Thursday night before they go to sleep. So the Mishnah Brura says that you're only yotzeh, he sort of implies, the mitzvah of kibud, you're only yotzeh if you do it on Friday morning. He quotes a tanchume that the poskim quote. V'haya means in the morning, early in the morning, as far that you're permitted to do the hachanas for Shabbos even before you daven shachris, even before you go to shul. Usually you're not allowed to do your own, you're not allowed to take care of your own business things before you daven shachris. But this is a dvar mitzvah. So he has a whole discussion. Maybe you're even allowed to do it before you daven. That pasuk, v'yom ha'mashishi, that's when the mitzvah of Shabbos was given in Mara, before Maimon Hasina. So there was yet, at that time, there was no mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. There was no mitzvah to daven at that time. So of course, v'yom ha'mashishi, early in the morning, before davening, they weren't mechuyav to daven, they weren't mechuyav to say Kriya Shema. But maybe after Maimon Hasina, maybe no longer say v'yom ha'mashishi, early in the morning. So that's Mishnah Brura discusses that. That pasuk happens to be written before Maimon Hasina, so of course, bright and early in the morning. But he seems to assume that if you do the hachonis on Thursday night, that that's not really the correct zman. More correct is that all the hachonis should be done early on Friday morning. And that's what the Gemara says, mitzvah boyosim and bishluch. Everybody should participate a little bit. That's what the Prima Gadim says. If you have a house that has, let's say, 16 rooms in your house, so when you come to do bedikas chametz, you're not mechuyev to do all the 16 rooms. You do one room, so that's mitzvah boyosim and bishluch. You do part of the mitzvah. So the same over here. You don't have to do all the hachanas. Not that the husband and the wife, they divide 50-50. The wife usually does all the hachanas. Husband has to do one of the achanas. The Amoraim didn't do 50-50. They did some of the achanas. Mitzvah b'yosim u'shluchas. If you do part of the mitzvah, that's sufficient to be mekayim mitzvah b'yosim u'shluchas. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and discuss a little bit the parsha, and then next week we'll continue with the nether with the Hilchos Shabbos. The Netziv has a very interesting comment on this week's Sedra. Yaakov Avinu was told by his mother that he should lie to the father, he should fool the father in order to steal the brachas from Esav. So he says, how can I fool the father? The father's going to realize that it's me. Father's going to curse me. So she says, "Alai ki l'loscha b'ni." What does that mean? So the Targum Onkelos says, "Alai itamar b'nevuah." She was told b'nevuah that that's the way it has to be. He has to do that. So what kind of a business is this? You're allowed to lie. You're allowed to cause aggravation to an old father. It says when Yitzchak found out that it was Yankiv, it says Vayechar ad Yitzchak harad the gadol ad miod. He was terrified because he gave the brachas. He thought he gave the brachas to the improper son. He thought that Esau was the one who deserved the brachas. And then Esau was aggravated. He wanted to kill Yaakov. So what's the heter over here? So the Netziv has in the Shiurim and the Merai Meisodeh on Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, he points out, there's a Gemara. The Gemara has a din. A person has a
a terrible dream at night. So if he wakes up in the morning and he laughs it away, so shy. So if you don't take it to heart, so just ignore it and forget about it. If he can't dismiss it from his mind, he's concerned about it. I don't remember any of my dreams. But if the person is concerned about some terrifying dream that someone very close to him is going to die, is going to get sick or something, so then he's mukhiv to fast. Then he's mukhiv to fast. And the Gemara says, even if he had the terrifying dream on Leil Shabbos, he has to fast on Shabbos. Let him fast tomorrow on Sunday. The Gemara says, no. That the Tainus Chalom only helps sometimes. Chalom is, we consider, Echa Mishishim B'Nevua. It may be that he's being notified something in the future. And if he fasts on the same day, then Dafka on the same day. If he fasts on Sunday, may not help. If he fasts on Shabbos, then it may help to break the Gzeira Ruah and to save the person's life. So the Gemara says, but if he fasts on Shabbos, because he takes it to heart, then he has to fast on Sunday. Tzorach l'meisav tainus l'tainisai. What does that mean? So the Tosis explains in Tainus, Daf Yod Aleph and Aleph, it's really an Avera. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos because it's in violation of Einik Shabbos. So if you have a case of Pikuach Nefesh, or you have a case of Eser Decha Lo Sesei, so Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kol HaTorah Kula, you don't need a kapara that you drove someone to the hospital on Shabbos to save his life. You did a mitzvah. Or if you have a case Eser Decha Lo Sesei, Zet HaGomer, you don't need any kapara. You don't have to do tshuva. You did the right thing. If you have a case of Chatei Vishul Shetiske, fasting on Shabbos because you had a chaloyim, so the Netziv says for some reason or another, it doesn't explain how come, it's not considered a suffix bikoch nefesh, it's not decha because of eser decha, it's not decha because of suffix bikoch nefesh, it's decha based on chatei b'shul shetiske. We sometimes have halacha, every legal system has a clause that the ends justify the means. The only question is which ends and which means. So to steal money from the government in order to make a yeshiva, those ends don't justify those means. But sometimes it's obvious that the ends do justify the means. There was one of our neighbors in the bungalow colony. His wife was having a baby, so he was driving the car on Saturday night around 2 o'clock in the morning. He's going through the red lights, so the police stopped him. So he said his wife is in labor. So they radioed ahead to all the other police, and they said, when the car comes, let him go. Don't stop him. His wife is in labor. So the ends justify the means. The koch nefesh, also the ends justify the means. And then there are a lot of details. Which ends justify which means? When is it okay? When is it not okay? So if it's chatei b'shul shetiske, we have in rare cases, we have a din of chatei b'shul shetiske. A lot of the Hasidim used to have the practice chatei b'shul shetiske. So they would wake up on Shabbos morning. They still buy satman, they still have like that. So they come to shul at 8 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos morning. They're mabesedri with their children. Then they ask the children, what you learn in the Gemara this week? So they fire the children. And then they go to mikveh on Friday morning, on Shabbos morning. They make all the achanis. They make so many achanis till it's time to dam shachris. It's ready after the sof zman kriya shma. So what kind of business is that? So chatei b'shul shetiske. Chatei b'shul shetiske. Gedol aver l'shma. An aver l'shma is okay. Yeah. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote a sefer, Nefesh HaChaim. A lot of the sefer was written in order to attack a chunk of the sefer. Sections of the sefer was written to attack certain practices that the Hasidim had. He writes, he heard that there are even communities where they send someone outside at night, they ask, can you see three stars? Oh, then we can daven mincha. They'll wait to daven mincha till after Tzeis HaKochem. That's terrible. So he complains about this, chatei b'shul shetiske, they'll make achonis, they don't get to eat, they don't begin to have the seder till after Chatzeis. So he complains about that. There's a machlokes hatanoim, whether you have to finish eating. The Mishnah says, HaPesach en anachal elo ad Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. So it's a machlokes of Akiva, Rav Lozer ben Azai, whether that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. So if it's a din d'oraisa, then the Gemara says it carries over to matzah also. So matzah b'zman hazeh, you have to finish eating the matzah before Chatzos. But if it's only a din d'rabbanan, they only introduce it by Korban Pesach, because if by mistake you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, you'll be over Nisa Koris, you'll be eating Noisa. But if you eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar,
So he ate before davening. A lot of Lubavitcher always eat before davening because they daven so late. So you said a bracha levatala, alachidos matzah, bracha levatala, rabbeinu tam al zoni midirabbanan. So if it's only zera derabbanan, it doesn't carry over to matzah. If it's a din deraisa, a pesach and an echel alachatzois, then it carries over to matzah. That's what the Gemara says. So it's a machloikis in the Rishonim. Taisus, whether we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that chatzois is only derabbanan by korban pesach alach Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Then Chatzos is a din deraisa. Some Shulchan Aruch says you should try to finish. Says you try to finish the whole seder. You try to finish the whole the abakosis before Chatzos. But the matzah for sure you should try to finish before Chatzos. So the Chassidim a lot of times they would make achanas. Then they wouldn't begin the seder till after Chatzos. So Abchaim Alojani complains about that. So he says I aver lishma. So he says no. Chatei b'shil shatiske, that's what we call aver l'shma, that was only kodem matan Torah. Yaakov Avinu was allowed to marry two achoyas because the whole observance of his kimo kala Torah kula, Avram Avinu kim kala Torah al shalai nitna, that was voluntary, he wasn't mechuyev. But nitna Torah v'nischad shalach, once Rav Shalom gave the Torah ha-Sinai, the din of chatei b'shil shatiske doesn't apply anymore. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin had a Talmud who gave shiurim in Volozhin during his lifetime. His name was Rav Osher. He wrote the Svarim Birchas Rosh on Brochus and on Nazir. Part of the Birchas Rosh is printed on Nazir. Part of it is printed in the back of all the Vilna Shas. The Hagos are printed. The Chidushim are not printed. So this Birchas, this Rav Osher, wrote a Sefer, Keser Rosh. It's like the Meister Rav has all the Hanhogas of the Vilna Goyim. So the Keser Rosh has all of the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he writes that when the Rebbe wrote in the Nefesh HaChayim that the din of Aver L'shma, Chatei B'Shul Shetiska, only applies Koyde Matan Torah, that was an exaggeration because he was attacking the Hasidim. What he really meant to say was that it doesn't apply as freely today as Koyde Matan Torah. Koyde Matan Torah, everything was only voluntary. Einu Mitzvah V'yos. So Yankov saw Baruch HaKodesh Shel Bimam and Yud Beishvatim. If he marries Shtei Achoyos, so he violated the din of Shtei Achoyos. But Lachem Matan Torah, it doesn't apply that often, but it still does apply. In rare cases, you do say Chatei B'Shul Shetiska. So that's what Tosfos writes in Tainis Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. A person fasts a Tainis Chaloyim on Shabbos, he's a violation of an Issa. So tell him to fast on Sunday instead. No, fast on Sunday may not help. So he has to fast on Shabbos, but fasting on Shabbos is an Aveira. And it's not a heter, it's not eser dechol esese, and it's not called pikoch nefesh either. So it's a p'chin of chatei b'shul shetiske. So therefore he needs a kaporis. He has to fast on Sunday. So chmesed tainis l'tainis, he has to fast on Sunday. It's a kapor for having fasted on Shabbos. So tell him not to fast on Shabbos. No, under the circumstances, this is the only way to solve the problem. You have to do, that's avera l'shmo, you have to do a slight avera in order to gain something greater in Ruchni. He's going to gain money, you're not allowed to. You're going to gain something in Ruchni, you're allowed to. So Taisa gives a mashal, a nazir is nikra chayte. It says, nazir has to bring a chatas, asher chata ala nefesh. What does it mean, asher chata ala nefesh? So poshe pshat nepasuk, asher chata ala nefesh, because the nazir was metame lemeis. That's the context of that pasuk. So the Gemara says, chata ala nefesh means his own nefesh. Asher tzir atzma min ayayin. So everyone is a nozer is nikra chayte. How can you say it's nikra chayte? But it's nikra kodesh. Kodesh here got a peris arosha. The Tosfos says it's both correct. The chet that he does is slight. Sir atzma menayin, and the revach that is going to gain is nikra kodesh, because the revach will be greater than the hepsi. So in such a case, we say chatei b'shul shetiske, but you need a kaparet. So that's why the Torah says he has to bring a chatos. So that's what the Netziv talks in this week's seven. He says that Rivka told Yaakov, her son, and the Targum says, I was told, Benevua, this is what you have to do. But it wasn't the heter esadechal esasei, and it wasn't the heter of pikuach nefesh. It was a chatei b'shul shetiske. So chatei b'shul shetiske has to be aveir l'shma. So the Netziv quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, if I personally have Hanoah when I'm doing Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, that's not called Lishma. If I do a mitzvah and I personally get hanoah from it, there's nothing wrong. Say you did a mitzvah, you have hanoah, what's wrong? But chatei b'shul shetiske is only muta if you don't get any hanoah. The Gemara says that Yoel, Eshes Chevra Keni, was an Eshes Ish. And she violated the Issa L'Sinaf in order to kill Sisra. How is that muta? For Hatzolos, even if Pikoch Nefesh is not Decha Gili Arayis, but Pikoch Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, that's a Chil Hashem, so that you are allowed to do. But it's not Pikoch Nefesh Decha, because it's Gili Arayis. It's only Heta because Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. So Chatei Bishvil Shetiske is only with Aver Lishma. It has to be Aver Lishma, Bili Hanoah. So the Gemara says, how can Devaira, in Shira's Devaira, how can she praise Devaira? Menoshim, Yoel Eishes Chevrakeni, how does she praise Yoel? Because she did Chatei B'shul Shetiske, Kol Mizanya Me'Avera, but she had pleasure. When she was Mizana with Sisra, she had Hanoah. Gemara says, Kol Tavosim Shal Rishon Rahi Eitzel Tzadikim. Gemara says she didn't have any Hanoah. But if you had Hanoah, then it takes away from, it's not called Avera Lishma, so then the whole Heta doesn't apply. So the Nitziv quotes a Medrash that has a comment. When Esav found out what happened, that Yankel fooled him, Pasek Lama Dalit, Kishmaya Esav is diri over by Yitzhak Tzelke Gdola Mora Ad Miyoid. He was crying, he hurt him. So the Medrash says that Yankel Avinu needed a kapora for the fact that he caused Esav such aggravation. So that the kapora was later in Megillas Esther, it says that Mordechai heard about the Gzeira, that they want to wipe out all the Jews. Mordechai Yodas Kol Asher Nasa, Vayikra Mordechai Es Bigodav, first pasuk in chapter Dalet in Esther, Vayikra Basakai, Vayitza Vitecha, Vayitzak Zok Yigdola Umara, the same Lashon Zok Yigdola Umara by Mordechai. So the Nitziv understands what is the Medrash driving at. He says, Yankel Avinu had no brera. He had to cause aggravation to the father. It pained him. His father was an old man. Yitzhak Avinu was blind. But the mother told him, Olayatam Abinavu, he has to cause aggravation to Esav. But when Esav was crying, they were always competing with each other. So he probably had in his heart, he probably had the pleasure that his competing brother is crying a little bit now. So that was a pegima, that took away from the Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma has to be that the person is doing the Avera Lishma doesn't get any benefit, doesn't get any Hanoah. So because Yankel Avinu got a little Hanoah, so that took away from the Lishma. So that's why years later, Mordechai was a descendant from the Avos. So the Kapara came then, but he was Vayitzak Kagadol Amara. Achidish, that the din of Avera Lishma applies even after Matan Torah, but in very rare instances, and it's only if it's Avera Lishma, you have to have that you don't get any personal benefit. But the din does apply, even after Matan Torah, the din does apply. Chatei B'shvil Shetiske. It's not Heta Gomer. It's not like Bikoch Nefesh is Dech Hesed Dech Alosese. You don't need any Kapara. Whenever you do an Avera Lishma, you do need a Kapara, and it has to be Taka purely Lishma. And if it's a little bit personal pleasure, then it's not called Lishma, then you're going to need even a bigger kapar. It's an insight that it seems has on the parsha. Okay, Linetta, next week we'll continue in Hilcha Shabbos and Simon Reish Nun.
When Rivka said, Allah can love company, did that in fact happen?
The Targum Unkelis translates Allah ki los chabini doesn't mean your curse will be chalami. Allah yi tamar benevuah, I was told benevuah that it won't have, that don't worry. I was told benevuah, this is what you have to do. It doesn't mean the curse should befall me. It means Allah, I was told benevuah that there won't be any klola. So there was no klola.
Okay. May I please
ask
a question?
Sure.
The Rebbe of Shalah who did not eat fleishik at the bris, would he do for Purim?
Well, he certainly would have busted the yard. Apparently, he thought that by bris it's a midas chasidus to have fleishik, but it's not miyakev. By Purim, the Rambam says there should be busted the yard. Supposed to be busted the yard, like Yom Tov. What do you do if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos? You have a Sudas Yom Tov? So I put it as a Yom Tov.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Good night.
Very good.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.